to find in the morning papers, it's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. When double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight, there's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network for the next 2 hours. Let me take a breath. On the 29th day of November 2006, I want to thank Jeff Bennett and Robbie Noel for sitting in for me yesterday. Appreciate that very much. And, folks, I wanted to spend a few minutes here before we bring up David Bay. You're going to like this show, folks. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis, that's been out there for a while. Well, we're here to tell you Volume 2 is getting ready to be released in about 15 days. So that's exciting stuff. At any rate, let me get back to what I originally want to tell you, folks. I appreciate everybody that tunes into this network and listens to this program or any of the other fine talk show hosts that we have. And we've got a lot of them. And it's been really bizarre, the growth pattern that has happened to this network. In the last couple of months, I'm just watching internet numbers climb. I am just thoroughly amazed. I was talking to Don Harkins from the Idaho Observer today. And they're writers. They're constantly busy. And sometimes they would play music in the background. And he said sometimes that was distracting. And he says, but more often than not anymore, what we do is have RBN playing in the background, which is high praise for somebody that, you know, wants their privacy, doesn't want to be distracted, that in fact that they're listening to almost this entire network. I'm honored. I mean, these are some pretty bright people out there. But during the conversation, I was talking to him, and I said, you know, I said, we're doing a lot of things with the network. And after I had that conversation with him, I thought, why don't I share this with the listeners? What a good idea. So here it is. Folks, we've been around since, what, June 18th of 2004. We are just now putting affiliate relations in the network. We're kicking that off this week. We are also ramping up on the low-power FMs. I will have one of the guys that was responsible for Radio Free Austin down here. These guys are expanding. As a matter of fact, he's out on the road right now putting up more low-power FMs, which is great, great news. But, folks, we're this network, where we see this network going, we're already the biggest alternative network out there. But, you know, that's fine. That's okay. But what we're here to do is counter the propaganda that's being spoon-fed to everybody out there in radio and TV land. And we're going to continue doing that. You know, I'm looking forward to signing up 4 to 5 stations a week. You should meet these guys. Tell you what, you should meet these guys here that have been handling the sales. Let me put it to you this way. All the commercial time on this network has been sold out. We're actually overbooked. That's what kind of a job these guys have done in the last 30 days. So once they sell out all the commercial time, they are going to focus in on doing affiliate relations. They'll be wearing two hats, but hey, that's a good thing. More on this when we get back from the break, and then we'll bring up our guest today. Very glad to have him from Cutting Edge Ministries, David Bay. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches. A rose has long been a symbol of love and beauty. It has been immortalized in the art and literature of many cultures. It is to the flower world what gold is to the realm of precious metals. These two timeless symbols of richness and beauty have been perfectly combined in the gold rose we offer here at American Gold Rose, which has been carefully selected for beauty, preserved, and then dipped in a rich 24-karat gold for a lifetime of enjoyment. We have a large selection to choose from for your special someone. Plus, enjoy our special offer for the holiday. Order any two long-stem golden roses and receive a gold rose leaf free. And don't worry about wrapping. The magnificent gold roses we offer come in a beautiful gold or red presentation package. It's time for you to get a gold rose for the holiday. So just give us a call at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Or visit our site at www.americangoldrose.com. American Gold Rose, your provider for a lifetime of enjoyment.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest. Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. We got David Bay in the wings. We'll bring him up in just a couple of minutes. And I just wanted to finish out this thought. Like I was saying before the break, we've got a crack sales crew in here, younger guys. They just flat out amaze me, and every one of them is down with the cause. Okay, it's just not somebody coming in here and doing a job. The entire crew of this network, ladies and gentlemen, are that type of people, that ilk, cut out of that same cloth. That they're down with what we're doing, and I got to tell you something. For 2.5 years, I mean, sometimes it was hit or miss. The crew that we have in here right now, I got to tell you, are exemplary. And I don't care if it's our webmaster, Danny Romero. I don't care if it's his son that's running my show right now, Daniel. My engineer, I almost said his real name. Sorry about that. He's one of the people who like to stay undercover. At any rate, just a good group of people that produce, folks. And I mean, there were days I'd run around this network pulling my hair out. Well, I'm getting older. I don't have that much hair to give up anymore, and I'm not ripping it out by the roots anymore. Things are moving at a steady and rapid pace, of which I am eternally grateful. And to you people out there that support our sponsors, let me tell you a short story with one of our sponsors. This guy, we signed him up. He's got a good product. It's all natural-based. And he was being a real pain. And I couldn't figure out, you know, what's the deal here? Well, he signed up, and he started listening to the network. Well, he admitted to one of the sales guys, Derek here, that He said, you know, this is transforming me. You know, here was a multimillionaire that I'm sure just felt as frustrated as anybody else out there. Things not adding up. Two and two always added up to five, not four. And so he's been listening to the network. He likes the network so much, he offered to sponsor the entire network. Okay, these are the people that are coming on board. So when you have people like this associated with this network, you cannot fail. You cannot fail. And I'm not satisfied with being the biggest alternative network out there. I want to start giving Infinity and Clear Channel run for their money. Imagine this, ladies and gentlemen, that those people become the conspiracy theorist. Those people become the alternative media. And networks such as this become the mainstream. That's my goal, because I'm tired of the BS. I am tired of the lies. I'm tired of the twisting of truths. I am tired of the debasement of this country. I am tired of it being sold out right from under our feet. The only way that we are going to turn this country around is when the populace out there, the people at large, start to learn the true facts about our country, its history, and more importantly, its present condition, and what we're going to be able to do with this before it's totally destroyed in the future. That's what juices me. That's what keeps me going. And we're moving in that direction rather rapidly. I am absolutely amazed. So all you folks out there, all you listeners, all you people that are supporters, you people who have donated to this network, people that buy the products, please don't run down to Wally World, Walmart, or Kmart, or whatever mart, big box store, whatever. Do your shopping on this network first. Support the people that are supporting this network. Please. I mean, it does make a major, major difference. And these sponsors, that's another thing. These sponsors are getting incredible results. These sponsors are on this network are getting 30, 40, 50, 60, sometimes up to 100 calls a day. That has never happened before. So we're growing exponentially. And we are not going to quit, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to have to put a bullet through my head to slow me down. And if I can survive a motorcycle accident like I did last year and live through that, bring it on. Either you're with us or you're against us. I'll use the old George Bush deal, only I mean it in a positive way. At any rate, I just wanted to take a few minutes just to thank everybody out there, thank the staff of this network. The salt of the earth, folks. We don't have a black sheep among us, okay? A lot of good people have come forth, and it has made a difference. You're hearing the difference. And we're not done yet. We were just talking today about expanding the network and putting up another bird, and with a whole different lineup of programming out there. So we're not done quite tweaking what we have here yet. We're going to make sure that we're on solid ground. All the bases are covered, because the worst thing you can do is expand too rapidly. That is also a measure for disaster. If you can't keep control of the ship that you're guiding and you hit the rocks, well, you can figure that out. So at any rate, a lot of good things are happening. And I just urge everybody, tell them to tune into the network, folks, because we are going to be the bad boys on the block. We're moving this thing forward. Like I said, I'm looking to add at least a couple of low powers every week, four or five licensed AM and FM stations every week, and we will continue to fine-tune the programming that is on this network. And when I mean fine-tuning, getting the best of the best out there. That's what we're interested in. You know, an idea is one thing. Just to have an idea and not being able to relate it, there's the trick. So we thank all of you from the bottoms of our hearts. And for this country, ladies and gentlemen, it's on a sleigh ride to hell, and it's on Greased sled. We know that. We understand that. But it's not dead yet. And I do believe that we can bring this country back from the brink of disaster. It's the globalist plan, and we are the anti-globalist out there. We are people that subscribe to the truth. And we don't have it in the major corporate sponsorship that somehow seems to sully news coming across to people. You know the routine. You know the drill. At any rate, thanks again. I just wanted to let you people know that. And with us today is David Bay, the America's Beginnings. I was kind of shocked when I saw this. Volume 1, The New Atlantis. It covered a lot of information in that. And they're doing a series here. video presentations. Top notch. And then I got to say this also. Absolutely top drawer production stuff. Okay? Any of you people out there, your videographers out there that are looking for ways to improve your product, I would suggest you watch America's Beginnings, an outstanding production value. To say nothing of the information provided, it's just the hook that grabs you. David Bay, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you very much, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I can't tell you how pleased I am to have you on this program. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, it was a shocker. You sold a lot of these things, and I'm glad that you did. And you guys committed to do a series of these presentations. And the next one is coming up, and it's right on the horizon.
Yeah, we're probably 4 to 5 weeks out from having Volume 2 out. But before we go to Volume 2, I wanted to tell you, give you an update on the success of Volume 1. In the, you know, when we had talked earlier on your show, we had won the New York Film Festival Award for Best Feature Documentary, and we had won a Golden Telly Award for Video Excellence. In late September, the Los Angeles Film Festival gave us the award for the Best Historical Documentary. So, and that was the one that we really covet, because what that means is that the film judges realized that we handled our historical facts correctly, and we substantiated properly everything we were saying.
Well, and that's important. You know, David, anybody can make a video. Video is dead now. DVD.
DVD.
Anybody can make a DVD. And what I have seen happen, and especially in the alternative media, which I've been involved with a number of years, it seemed like they were falling short in production values, in the content, how well it is documented, so on and so forth. But I must say, because of productions like yours, that people are now using that and looking at it as a benchmark. And that's,
are they really?
Yes, they are.
As a standard? As a benchmark?
Yes.
Well, that's gratifying to know.
Yeah, it is. And there are people out there that do video documentaries that have been kind of like ragged and are on the edge a little bit. Their production values have come up. Their resource material thoroughly checked out. You know, we're not the conspiracy theorists out there, David, that the mainstream likes to paint us as. And that is important. When you get an award from a set of judges that are judging your film and a criteria on research and historical document or fact, that is indeed high praise.
Yeah. These are not conspiracy type judges. I mean, these are secular people, and quite frankly, we didn't submit our video to them for their praise. We thought we had something that was technically very good, but we wanted to find out from an expert, you know, how good was the video technically. And we not only found out that it was great technically, in their opinion, but that they really liked the storyline. They liked what they liked the story we told, and they saw that we had handled our history correctly. And you talk about an alternative history lesson. This provides it, don't you think?
I would say America's Beginnings, I was enamored, and the guy, I can't think of his name right off the bat. I did not recognize him because of his age. It was the guy that was in the Avengers, Patrick, what was his last name? I'm sorry, did I lose him? David, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, the guy that did the Avengers, what was his name? Patrick McNee?
Okay,
he was in your first video.
That name doesn't ring a bell.
Okay.
I think you must have us confused with somebody else on that issue.
I don't think
we so. Didn't add Patrick. Patrick. I'm coming up blank on that one, but
that's okay. But at any rate, yeah, he is in your video.
Okay.
And we got to take the break, folks. We'll be right back with David Bay, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, and the new film coming out from Antiquities Research Films is Riddles in Stone. We'll talk more with David right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. All right, we are back. I was just handed this note. Harlan, thanks for this, from Brave New Books down here in Austin, Texas. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, they're going to be doing a screening of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. So we thank you guys down there for doing that. Timely, as I would say.
Yes, yeah, most certainly.
Yeah, most assuredly. Getting back, I want to get into your new film here, but I want to do a recap on America's Beginnings.
Okay, I think that's why.
Okay, and why, and the obvious question for me is always, anytime somebody sets out to do something, they have a reason for doing it. There's you
right.
know, we're not Oblio here lost in the forest. We're all pointless. What was the driving force behind you doing America's Beginnings?
Well, I learned, from stint in U.S. Army intelligence during the Vietnam War era, and then I learned just as a researcher of history that America's history has been dramatically rewritten. And that, you know, our textbooks have been dramatically dumbed down, rewritten, and our the story of our founding fathers has been completely rewritten. And so we today, students, American citizens, do not understand the truth of the founding of this government, and if you don't understand the truth of the founding of the government, you'll not understand the truth as to where our leaders are taking us. And if you remember, we showed through this film, as we looked into, you know, into the true beginnings of America, we showed why we were invading Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, we brought it into today's realm, and we showed President Bush saying that, you know, when our founding fathers declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope which is meant to be fulfilled, quote unquote. That was his second inaugural address. He was saying that he was merely fulfilling this plan of 425 years ago, this new order of the ages. And that takes us right back to where the film began, which is its natural historical point, which is Queen Elizabeth I and Sir John Dee and Sir Francis Bacon, as they conceived of a plan to bring an unprecedentedly powerful nation out of the North American colonies. And they called this land the New Atlantis. And this land, and this country would be unprecedented in power and in authority and in economic prosperity. And it would gradually lead the world into a new world government and economy and religion. Well, that was why our country was really founded.
Well, and you, as you said, you were in intelligence for 4 years, and you had a top-secret crypto clearance.
Right.
I would say that background was almost immeasurable in your ability to do research and ferret stuff out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was taught the art of putting an intricate puzzle together and being able to connect the dots. Well, and that's what intelligence is by definition.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. This was a magnificent puzzle, a magnificent connect the dots. If you do the research, the facts are all there, even though history books of 100 years ago talked about Sir Francis Bacon, and they no longer do. That information is still there for the researcher who wants to go out and find it.
You know, several years ago, David, I had a team, a crack team from New York, kind of corner me and waylay me, and they weren't arguing with anything that I was talking about. But what they were hard-pressed to impress upon me and to change my view is to adopt the accidental view of history. That all things are kind of in this little nebulous nexus kind of ebb and flow thing. And, well, the reason why we're here today and what we're doing, well, it was just a combination of things, and they just all clicked into place, and there it is. They told me flat out, you cannot continue with this conspiratorial view of history. And when I got a visit like that, I knew I was on the right track.
Well, you know, that's just pure nonsense. That's poppycock. I mean, when, you know, if the chances of the five American cities, the five original American cities, that's Boston, New York City, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C., being aligned on a perfect 52-degree azimuth. And when you extend this azimuth, and it goes perfectly through the center of Stonehenge, thousands of miles away, the chances of that happening by accident are millions and millions to one against it. It's impossible odds.
But we're just conspiracy theorists, David.
Well, you know, when President Bush said that he, you know, by invoking the new order of the ages, he was going back 425 years. Now that, my friend, is a conspiracy, according to President Jefferson. President Jefferson says that when you see a plan being consistently worked through many changes of government, you know you're looking at a conspiracy.
And it's
amazing. That's from President Jefferson.
That's amazing to me, because we are looking at the second installment in the New World Order. We've seen the European Union up and running for what now, 5 years?
No, it came into being on December 12, 1992.
Okay. Well, it's been longer than I thought.
Yep.
And now we're
seeing NAFTA.
Yeah, we saw NAFTA, we saw CAFTA, and now we're looking at the North American Union. They've already got the name for the currency picked out.
Right.
And then behind the scenes, we're already hearing that people, the big money people, are going to be switching over to the Amerodollar from the Euro. It's not even here yet, but they've got plans to do it.
Right.
All right. We got to take this break. David Bay. Outstanding presentation here, folks. America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. We'll talk about Volume 2. We'll let him talk about it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
A rose has long been a symbol of love and beauty. It has been immortalized in the art and literature of many cultures. It is to the flower world what gold is to the realm of precious metals. These two timeless symbols of richness and beauty have been perfectly combined in the gold rose we offer here at American Gold Rose, which has been carefully selected for beauty, preserved, and then dipped in a rich 24-karat gold for a lifetime of enjoyment. We have a large selection to choose from for your special someone. Plus, enjoy our special offer for the holiday. Order any two long-stem golden roses and receive a gold rose leaf free. And don't worry about wrapping. The magnificent gold roses we offer come in a beautiful gold or red presentation package. It's time for you to get a gold rose for the holiday. So just give us a call at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Or visit our site at www.americangoldrose.com. American Gold Rose, your provider for a lifetime of enjoyment.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, it's very rare that I have somebody on the air and I don't give the bio out. But it took me a few minutes to find this on this gentleman's website, cuttingedge.org. David was born August 5th, 1946, to a devout Christian family in Colorado. His dad was a dairy farmer, and his mom was a housewife and bookkeeper. From 64 to 1968, he attended Christian College in Portland, Oregon, majoring in English and education, with minors in history and business administration. In 1968, like a lot of guys did in this country, received his draft notice following the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. And as we stated earlier, he joined the Army Intelligence for 4 years, and his security clearance was top secret crypto. In 72, he was released from the Army, returning to Portland, where he began to climb the corporate ladder in retail management. In 1984, he moved to New England, where he located in Attleboro, Massachusetts, found a Baptist church, a fundamental Bible-teaching church that fearlessly proclaimed the whole of God's Word, which is rare today. And in 1991, he was named director of the Cutting Edge Ministries, and his wife and he also teach the college and career Sunday school class. And you've got five children, three of which are adopted, and the oldest being 26 and the youngest now 9. And
right. He's just turned 10, actually.
Just turned 10.
And
at the end of that bio, you put, God is good. I like it. Now, Let me digress here a little bit. Now, I asked you the obvious question as to why you wanted to do this, because you, anybody that's paying any attention, and I think this is part of our problem, David, that, you know, we consider ourselves to be so busy that we really don't have the time to do the research and whatever else. And I said, you know what, that's fine. That very well may be. But you have a lot of good people out there that are really serious about this country's history, what's going on today, and what's going to happen in our future. And that only comes from educated people.
Right.
Yeah.
And proper education brings about a discernment. And discernment is what you must, is what we must have if we're going to preserve our freedom.
That is exactly right, and I'm doing my part on this end by creating the radio audience out there. People like yourself, you're doing these wonderful videos, and I wish you continued and long live success.
Thank you.
Let's roll around to your newest endeavor, the Secret Architecture of Washington D.C. Riddles in Stone, I do believe, is the name of the DVD.
It is. Well, you know, we showed that the, you know, in volume one, that the history of America is a history of secret society, both Rosicrucianism and Freemasonry, and indeed it is. And what we found out was that not only was it Rosicrucianism and Freemasonry, you know, at the foundation, but it was black magic Freemasonry. I mean, really dark, deep stuff. I mean, like, you know, President Bush and John Kerry and President Bush Jr., I mean, Senior, are all members of Skull and Bone. And if you study that at all, that is a black magic coven. That's witchcraft. You know, it's been spun lately to try to get people to not worry about it, but it is at its basis, a coven. And we discovered that this country was founded according to witchcraft principles. I mean, this is Illuminized Freemasonry. This is witchcraft, and only when you understand that does the symbolism of Washington D.C. make sense. And you know, I mean, you've got a nearly perfect pentagram, you know, formed in the street designs north of the White House, encompassing the White House, down Pennsylvania Avenue and out to the Jefferson Memorial. You've got a street design that looks like the Freemason Square and Compass. No accident there. When you look at the total picture of the square and compass, it looks like a stick figure, with stick legs and with stick arms, and of course the capital looks like a puffy bunny head, and indeed, and this is ludicrous, but it's true. You can just see it, and once you understand it, you can just see it on a map. Back behind, on each side of the Capitol, is this little road that looks for all the world like bunny ears. And I asked a former Satanist, I said, "What is this? I don't understand this. This looks, you know, when you look at this total figure, it looks like a fat bunny head with thick legs. And the thick legs, of course, are the street designs forming the Freemason Square and Compass." And he said, "Well, in black magic witchcraft in the Middle Ages, Satanists depicted Satan himself in exactly this way, as a puffy bunny head head and ears and stick legs and arms." So this is Washington D.C. But there's more. If America was founded, and we show this in Volume One. For the purpose of leading the world into a Masonic one world order, Masonic new world order, and then staging the appearance of a Masonic Christ, of a Masonic Messiah, then Washington D.C. should reflect that, and its symbolism should reflect that, and indeed it does. In fact, I've studied witchcraft now for almost 20 years, And for me, when I walk, I've been there four times on this project, twice with a camera crew. Washington, D.C., the lawn font and the federal triangles unfold a story. It's a story about about a capital being formed to carry out this plan of creating a global Masonic New World Order and a Masonic Messiah. And once you understand the symbolisms, it's just amazing.
Well, and you've got a really sharp eye on your website, cuttingedge.org. You had two stories that really caught my attention. One was this deification of Mother Mary, and the other one was on the popes and what cross. I mean, you always see the Pope, folks. Think about this. Now, do you ever look too closely at his garb? Do you ever look at the staff that he's carrying in his hand? Well, tell the listeners, if you would, David, about the bent Jesus on the cross.
Well, in the Middle Ages, again, Satanists, about 660 A.D., Satanists created this twisted cross. It was a caricature of the Roman Catholic crucifix, which has a normal looking Jesus up on the cross. But this cross had they bent the very top portion down. They bent each arm on each side down. And this pathetic-looking, starving figure, Jesus, is shown hanging on the cross. They created this as a symbol of their coming Antichrist. These are black magic Satanists. When in 1776, Adam Vissoff and Mayer Amschel Bauer, who later changed his name to Rothschild, founded the Masters of the Illuminati, and they among many of the symbols that they create claimed as their own was this twisted cross crucifix. Now, this is an Illuminati symbol. And from the beginning, Adam Vissoft found he was a former Jesuit, hated Catholicism. He realized immediately, along with Mayer Amschel Bauer, Rothschild, that the Jesuits were trying to capture the world for the papacy. They were trying to establish a new world order under papal rule. And, of course, that's not what the Illuminati was trying to do. They were trying to establish a new world order under the Masonic Christ. So they immediately came into conflict with the papacy. Back as far as the late 1700s, through our research, we've uncovered letters written from one Frisian Illuminist to another, saying, we must infiltrate the Catholic Church and take it over from within. And this may take 200 years. Well, in 1962, Pope Paul VI stepped forward for his first public meeting as the Pope, and he carried this twisted cross crucifix. And what he was telling occultists all the world over was that the battle was over. No more struggle. The Illuminati had taken over the Vatican. And if when Paul VI died, in 1978, the College of Cardinals went their own way and brought in a traditional Pope, John Paul I. And he hated all the changes that Paul VI had done, and he had prepared edicts to undo everything that he had done. But on day 33, which is a magic number to Freemasons, he was killed, and an Illuminized Pope was brought in, John Paul II, and he continued using the twisted cross.
Now, under whose tutelage? The is this the Rothschilds Illuminists that took over?
Yeah, it's the Rothschild Adam Vissoft Illuminati,
okay.
Right.
Now, I noticed something very interesting happened about 3 days ago. Our own Heinz Kissinger, known, he was a double agent during World War II, his code name was Bohr. made a trip to the Vatican. And what do we see the Pope now doing? He's trampling over in Afghanistan right now. Anything that you have on that?
Well, the story I read, and I just put this out in a news alert that's going out tonight. This was from a Catholic newspaper source. In Rome, it said that the Pope had asked Henry Kissinger to become his political consultant, and Henry had said yes, he would do that. Now, that just speaks volumes to me because, Henry Kissinger is as high up the Illuminati ladder as you can climb. I mean, he's a member of the Bilderberger Group, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, and former Satanists tell me that he's a member of the Council of Nine, which is headed by none other than Prince Charles. And is considered, the Council of Nine is considered to be the most powerful council on Earth as far as deciding what is going to happen, what plans are going to go forward. So he is asking one of the highest ranking members of the Illuminati to become his political consultant. What that means to me is that I think we are looking at the Illuminati making sure that nothing comes out of the Vatican that is not consistent with their plan. You see, on August 18th, 1991, I was sneaked into a House of Theosophy conference in Boston, and some major decisions had just been made regarding the going forward of the global plan, and the House of Theosophy director wanted his people to know about it, and I was sneaked into it by a member who'd just become a born again Christian, and. One of the decisions he announced was that the Illuminati had just decided that the Roman Catholic Pope, whomever he was at the time, would be the leader of the New World Order religion, and that at the proper time in world history, he was going to travel to Jerusalem, and he was going to announce that all world religions are now one, and he is their head, and it just makes me wonder if that time might be drawing close.
It looked highly suspicious when I saw Henry Kissinger standing next to, actually his real name is Heinz Kissinger. When I saw him standing next to the Pope, my blood just ran cold.
Yeah, it just screams to me tight Illuminati control. I just think that's what we're seeing here.
Let me sneak in a call here. David can only be with us for this 1 hour. Sam in Missouri. Hello, Sam.
Hey, good evening, John, and good broadcast. One of the things I wanted to ask David, one of the things that I see all the time, and I hear it on different programs, even sometimes, a lot of times in Christian media, but even sometimes in some programs, even in the alternative media as well. And that is, everybody always puts such a positive spin on America's Christian beginnings and how we, when we first started out, we were this Christian nation and all this kind of stuff. The only problem is, it kind of goes right along with the same thing that I've said to my audience when I do my program, because, the concentration of the Masons is definitely thick in the South. It's everywhere, but particularly thick in the South.
It's thick in New England, too. I mean,
Absolutely. So what I'm wondering here is, part of the problem I think we have here is we have far too many people, far too many churches answering to central headquarters, which is a horrible mistake. This is the problem you have in the Catholic Church. This is the problem you have with the Southern Baptists answering to the Southern Baptist Association. That's number one. Number two, you have far too many people in America's churches today that have one foot inside of God's house, so to speak, and the other foot inside the Masonic Lodge, and the two are as incompatible as day and night.
Well, the Southern Baptist Convention has always allowed Masons in their hierarchy, Masons in their pulpit, in their deacons, in their top headquarters. Reverend Richard Land is a member of the CFR to boot. So it's definitely riddled with Freemasonry. Well, let me get to this debate on America's history or heritage. Is it Christian or is it pagan? And the answer is both. I mean, a coin has two sides, and this debate has two sides, just like that coin. Because of the Freemasons from England and from particularly the English intelligence service were bound and determined that they were going to cooperate with the founding fathers, and they were led in this endeavor by Ben Franklin to bring about this pagan Masonic Rosicrucian vision for America. But a funny thing happened in 1741. The Great Awakening Revival started, and it just swept the country, and it continued until the late 1790s. So by the time our nation actually established, and the Constitution ratified, and the Bill of Rights, and the government set up.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
People, right?
Well, I was thinking, during your discourse there, I was thinking, we could save the taxpayers a lot of money. We can tear down the Washington Monument.
If a truly born-again Christian ever became president, that's probably, he was really born again. That's one of the first things he'd probably do. Tear it down, because it's an abomination. The Bible says it's an abomination.
Yeah,
but it's not only that. On the IRS building, about 13 feet up off the ground, there is a bust of Baal and a bust of the corn god Sibylle. alternating all the way around that building.
It's amazing.
The years passed by after the demise of Egypt, the obelisk became known, you know, as a Baal symbol, as a worship of Baal.
Right.
Also, we're going to show this a lot in Volume 2, our Freemason fathers, sometimes led by George Washington himself, would dedicate a cornerstone or dedicate the finished building itself through a corn, wine, and oil ceremony. Okay, and we have out of the Library of Congress, we've gotten an actual newspaper story that occurred in late October 1792, in which it described in great detail the Masonic orders as they participated in this corn, wine, and oil ceremony, and it was led by George Washington. And in Hosea chapter 2, God says this. He says, "You do not realize that I gave you the grain and the wine and the oil, and then you used it for Baal and made it into his image."
There are some obvious questions I need to ask. Can you stick with us a few more minutes after the top
sure.
of the hour? Okay,
sure.
Great, because I want to squeeze in one more call here. Professor in Georgia,
okay.
go, you're on the air.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
We could go on and on. John, you could do a whole week of shows on American Babylon, okay?
I understand.
Mr. Babylon. I mean, I've got so much information. You know, I had my own show for a while on the Heritage Network, and I had so much information that I could bring out then, and now it's just overwhelming. I mean, there's so much about Washington, D.C., the Beltway being 66.6 miles long, you know, the White House being, I mean, the White House being built on lot number 666. You got the obelisk, that total length, 666 feet of exposed length, 555 times 12 inches equals 6,666 inches. I mean, 6,660 inches. You know, this whole number that's been done on us has been done from the mind of Satan. I've discovered things on the back of the $1 bill just sitting, looking at it with magnifying glasses for hours.
Well, then you need to get in contact with us, because Volume 3, Video 3, is going to be on the dollar bill.
Look, God told me that America was Mystery Babylon in 1989. And that's, you know, I've immersed myself in the study of this. And I don't know if you're aware, John, but, you know, I named the Antichrist and had to go to court for it in Lee County, Alabama. Actually was put on trial for naming the Antichrist. who is Prince Harry? Who is Prince Harry, by the way? But look, I need to share this with you. In the old Bible code, the Masoretic text of the Hebrew Bible code, Prince Harry, it does show up as the Antichrist, and it says he will become king of Babylon. He will be one of the rulers of Region 1. He will be our king of Region 1. And then when he is in this kingdom, in this kingship, that's when he will make his push to become the Antichrist. That is the Old Testament Bible code.
I hate to cut you short here, but Professor, go to the website, cuttingedge.org, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's not www, it's http://dual/cuttingedge.org. Thanks, Professor.
Well,
appreciate it.
www.cuttingedge will get you there, too.
Well, we'll also get you there. Okay.
It'll also get you.
Okay, hang on a second here. I'll carry you over to the second hour, because there's a question I'm dying to ask you, and I'm sure a lot of people want the answer to it. We'll be right back with David Bay for a few more minutes. It's America's beginnings, folks, the secret architecture of Washington, D.C., to be released in just a couple of weeks. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.